In the parable that we just heard from the gospel reading about this king who had prepared this wedding feast, when the people who were invited didn't come, he sent his servants who went out into the roadways and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. The fascinating thing is that these were people who were just there. In other translations, it says highways and byways. The question is, where did they all get a wedding garment? If these are people who were sitting on the side of the road that they found, somehow or another, these people all got wedding garments. But this one guy didn't, and it cost him. We have to ask ourselves then, how does that happen? If God is calling us, what is it that we have to do? There has to be an acceptance, obviously, of the invitation. Without an acceptance of the invitation, well, obviously we're in trouble, as it makes very clear. Some made light of it, some went off to their farm, another off to their business, some killed his servants. He sent his army and the whole bunch of them was put to death. So not accepting the invitation doesn't work. So we have to accept the invitation, obviously. But then we have to have the proper garment on. And the wonderful thing is that it's not a physical garment. It's not that we have to have on the nicest tuxedo or the prettiest dress or whatever it is. Because remember, these people were laying on the side of the road. So it's obviously talking about something other than an exterior garment. And that's exactly what the church gives us in the first reading. St. Paul's exposition of charity, talking about the fact that one can strive for all of these extraordinary things, all these spiritual gifts, to speak in tongues or to tongues of men or angels, and to be able to prophesy and to be able to have all kinds of knowledge. But without charity, he said, it is nothing. Just look at knowledge, for instance. Isn't it an amazing thing how many really super intelligent people are a bunch of atheists? They have knowledge, they have no faith, and they have no charity. Well, there might be a natural kind of charity. They might be kind of nice people, but there's no supernatural charity. That's the wedding garment. So these people, too, are invited to the wedding. Yeah, they're too smart. They think they know better than God, so they think that they are God. They don't need God because they're God. They don't come to the wedding. There are others who are very gifted by God. And because they're very gifted, they forget the giver of the gifts and they just focus on the gifts themselves. And they get all caught up in how wonderful and extraordinary they are because they have all these gifts. Look at what I can do, and look at how much money I can make, and look at how I can impress people, and look at all this and that and the other thing. They forget who gave them the gift, and they forget why he gave it. They get caught up in themselves, and they reject God's invitation. But then there are those even who want to accept, who want to give at least lip service to God, but their hearts aren't necessarily with him. Those are the ones who will show up for the wedding. They don't have the garment. If there isn't love for God and love for neighbor, we're going to be where there's wailing and grinding of teeth. So in other words, all of the spiritual gifts are not going to get us to heaven. In fact, if anything, they can do just the opposite. If we do not use the spiritual gifts God has given us for the reason for which he gave them, we're going to be held responsible for that. So it's not that, wow, look how impressive I am because I have all these gifts. It better be, woe is me, I better use these for the glory of God or I'm toast. because I'm responsible for what God has given me. If that's the case, and you look at your own self and you say, you know what, I hardly got anything. Or like Charlie Brown, you know, what did you get? Oh, I got this and that. Oh, I got a rock. Well, if you got the rock, praise God. Because that means you're not going to be held responsible for nearly as much. You're still going to be held responsible for what it is that God has given you. Obviously, if he gave you a rock, then you better make something good out of it. Because that's the foundation on which everything else is going to be built, because Jesus himself is the rock. And if God gave you Jesus, what else would you want? I want to speak in tongues. I want to prophesy. I want to heal the sick. I want to do all kinds of extraordinary. You got the Lord. What else would you want? And why would you want those other things if you have the Lord? Because it makes you look cool? Because people are going to think better of you? Then we're going to be in trouble again. So we need to keep the focus where it belongs. But it's not just keeping the focus, it's having the heart focused. It must be charity. That's the point, St. Paul. I can have all of these gifts. I mean, think about it. What would we be doing if we don't have mountains in Minnesota, but what if we could look outside and we saw the mountains moving because there was somebody who had so much faith that they could move the mountains? And then there were these people that are speaking in extraordinary tongues and they're prophesying, and we go, whoa, look at all that. St. Paul says, if I don't have faith, it's nothing. If I don't have love, rather, it's nothing. Who cares if the mountains can move if you don't go to heaven? Who cares if you can speak in tongues? So can Satan. Do you want to be down there talking in tongues with him? Use them for the glory of God so at least you can speak to God. But it means it has to be done in charity. Everything has to be about love, not about all the other things. So the heart must be focused on God. That is the wedding garment. It's about a wedding. What's a wedding about? Charity. What are the vows that a couple makes at a wedding? They're going to love. It's what God wants. That's what eternity is. It's a marriage feast. We're the bride. The Lord's the bridegroom. You don't want to marry somebody you don't love. You don't want to spend eternity with somebody you don't love. So all the other things are secondary. Yeah, if God gave you some gifts, use them for his glory. But the greatest gift, the most important gift, the one that is worth all the rest of them more than combined, is charity. So if you got the rock is Jesus, and Jesus is love. If you got love, you've got it all. So don't look at everybody else. Just look inside and look at him, not with your eyes, with your heart. Allow the heart to be formed so that we can love God. That is all that matters, to have that wedding garment of charity so that when the king comes to look at the guests, he will say, friend, come up higher.